Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Now see, a lot of people, they just disconnect right there. They think, as Jesus is, so am I. And they go look in the mirror and they say, this can't be like Jesus. Jesus wouldn't have wrinkles. Jesus wouldn't have zits. They search their emotions and they think Jesus would never be discouraged. Jesus would never have fear. And that's what most people only believe that it is. They just believe that they're a body and a soul. And if they can't perceive it in your emotions or in some physical, tangible feeling, then they think, well, the Bible is so hard to understand. It says, as Jesus is, that's the way I am. But it's obvious. Anybody can tell I'm not like Jesus, and they just say, I can't believe it. But you know what? There is a third part of you, the spirit man. And that spirit man is the new creature. And as Jesus is, so are you in this world. Your spirit right now is as holy, as pure, as righteous as Jesus. It's got the same power that Jesus has seated at the right hand of God the Father. It has the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16, Colossians 3:10, 1 Peter 2:20. And on I could go. You've already got all of these things. Your spirit's perfect. One third of your salvation is over. Your spirit is as perfect right this moment as it'll be 1,000,000 years from tonight in eternity. When you get to heaven, you aren't going to get a new spirit. Your spirit's not going to have to grow up and mature. It's not going to have to be washed off, cleansed, given a new dose of the Holy Ghost, recreated, nothing. Your spirit right now is as perfect as Jesus is. It's as pure as it will ever be. The rest of the Christian life is educating your little brain to what has already taken place in your spirit. And then you're three parts, spirit, soul, and body. You get your mind in agreement with your spirit, and that's two against one. And your physical body will all of a sudden experience divine health. It'll experience joy and peace. It'll experience whatever you need. In your spirit, you're already perfect. But if your mind's over here and you say, but I hurt. But the banker said this. The doctor said this. It's obvious. I even look sick. I feel bad. If your mind goes with what it feels instead of what the Word of God says, that's two against one. And you can shut off the flow of God's power just as surely as a water faucet. You can turn that valve. And even though you've got water and pressure, water pressure in those lines, not a drip will come out if you turn that thing. And your mind is the valve. Whatever you focus on, whatever you believe, determines what's going to come out of you. And if your mind is in agreement with the natural and saying, well, I don't care what Andrew Womack says. I don't care. I'm hurting. I'm sick. I am sick. I've had people fight me. I don't care what you say. I'm sick. And they're fighting to be sick. I'm not denying that they're sick. I'm just saying that's not all that there is. If you're born again, you also have the life of God on the inside of you. And if you could believe that you are healed before there is the physical proof, then you shall receive. It will come into the physical realm. But you got to believe that you receive when you pray, and then you shall, future tense, have it. Mark 11:24. And it's amazing how many people can't do that because they don't understand that there is a spiritual world. They don't understand that there's a part of you that is spiritual and it's not physical. They can't believe that nothing, they can't believe that anything is happening beyond what their little peanut brain can perceive. I'm telling you, a person who is not acknowledging the spirit on the inside of you, the spiritual realm out here, and they think that all reality is what can be proven in a test tube. You're only playing with half a deck. You don't have a full deck. You are not understanding what's going on. And this is where the vast majority of Christians live. So I say all of these things tonight to say that when the Bible says that you're blessed with all spiritual blessings, there's going to be a tendency for you to want some physical evidence. All right, God, prove it to me. I need $1,000. I need my house paid off. I need this. And until I see it, I will not believe. You'll never see it. God's not like that. That's not the way that the Lord is. The Lord gives plenty of proof, but you know what? It takes faith. Man, Ashley and Carly have seen their daughter raised from the deathbed, just hours away from being dead. 3.5 years old in 9-month-old clothes. Just barely alive. Hair falling out. Skin translucent. The doctors gave up hope. She was just supernaturally raised up and alive. And yet there's people that know that story, that have seen them, have seen Hannah, and they don't believe. There's proof enough for anybody who wants to believe. But you know what? There's people that if you saw somebody raised from the dead, you'd think, I wonder if they were really dead. Maybe they were just in a comatose state. Well, if they were in a comatose state, well, that's still pretty good to get them all of a sudden up and running around the room. Amen. I mean, how big of a miracle do you have to have? But your mind will always explain something away. If you have a propensity to disbelieve, and I'm not going to believe until I can see it, you'll never believe. God has proven Himself to you in your heart. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech. Night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language that hasn't heard this. That speech has gone forth into all of the earth. God is screaming at us. You know, we took a walk today and I'm seeing chrysanthemums that are pretty much over now, but beautiful flowers and stuff. Did you know that mankind, you could pool every scientist, all of the resources of man, and they could create something that looks like a chrysanthemum. They could make it the same color. It could feel the same. But you know what? It'll never reproduce. It'll never produce a baby chrysanthemum. It'll never produce. One blade of grass that man can make something that'll look like it, artificial turf, but it'll never reproduce. It'll never grow. And yet some people, I just can't believe that there's a God. Why doesn't God prove Himself? Every blade of grass is screaming out, there's got to be a creator.
Amen. Amen.
Every blade of grass. Amen. We saw houses today. $1 million, $2 million houses. What would happen if I was walking through the desert and I was looking for somebody to help me? I was about to die and I come upon a house, a $2 million house. And if I just looked at that and thought, I wonder if that evolved. That doesn't prove that anybody's around here. And so I just think, well, maybe it's just circumstance. You'd look at me and think you're absolutely stupid. If we went to the moon and found a movie theater on the moon and people playing, you'd say, somebody's been here. And yet we see all of this creation that man can't do one thing. They can't make one blade of grass. They can't make one flower. They can't make one tree. They can't create anything that's alive. And we see all of this life and all of these miracles and people say, well, if there's a God, prove it to me. How dumb can you get and still breathe? Man, God is screaming out. But you know what? People harden their heart. It's convenient to believe that we evolved from slime. It's convenient because you know what? If that's true, well, then you can live like a dog. And you don't ever have to give an account of what you've done. People want to believe that. There isn't any proof for it. People will say, oh, evolution's been proven. Not a single thing has been proven. There are actually thousands of scientists, many of them non-Christians, who have rejected evolution because the facts aren't there. It cannot be proven. They tested a living mollusk, and it was proven to be dead for 5,000 years with carbon-14 dating. Anyway, my point is, you know what? People just choose to disbelieve the truth. A friend of mine was talking about he grew up in L.A. and when he was about 11 or 12 years old, he climbed up on a hill overlooking L.A. and he was just sitting there looking at these vast numbers of people. And then it got sunset. And as the sun went down, lights began to come on. And he saw all of these lights coming on all over L.A. And he got to thinking, he says, you know, that's amazing. Some person had to put every one of those lights there. They had to put a pole there. They had to wire it. And he was looking at all of these lights and thinking, look what man have done. Every light, it didn't just happen. It was put there by some person. It doesn't happen naturally. And he was looking at all of that. And then he said, he just raised his eyes and saw all of the millions of stars. And he thought, well, if these lights had to be put there, they didn't just happen, how could these just happen? And he had a revelation that there's got to be a God. That's an 11-year-old boy. And yet we got PhDs today that look at that and think, oh, this proves there is no God. You could have 32 degrees and still be frozen. I'm telling you that God is screaming at us. God is speaking, but you're going to have to open up your heart and go with what is revealed in your heart. The Bible's not written to your head. It's written to your heart. Amen. And if you would open up your heart and say, Holy Spirit, teach me, show me, you can start walking by faith and not by sight. You can begin to recognize that, you know what, my physical body yet hasn't proven that I'm healed, but I know I'm healed. I've seen it in the Word. By His stripes I'm healed. I believe I've got the same power on the inside of me that raised Christ from the dead. And I know that I know that I know. And you can get to a place to where you aren't really concerned about it. God, take this thing away for the people who don't believe so that they could see that it works. And it'll be to where I don't have to have you do this to prove it to me. I've already seen it in the Word. But I want to manifest it to show other people the glory of God. You can get to where you're living more by faith than you are by sight.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net.
It's difficult for me to share some of these truths because it's broken into little segments. And that's the reason we encourage you to get the materials that we're offering. But you know, even those materials, there is just so much. This is a revelation that I've got hundreds of hours sharing these truths. And really, the best way I have to share this with people is through our Charis Bible Colleges. We not only have the college here in Colorado Springs, but we have extension schools, I think 6 extension schools throughout the U.S., 4 outside of the U.S. But we also have correspondence that you can get DVDs and study. And so there's a lot more material available. I encourage you to call and join up with our Charis Bible College today.